Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, good afternoon.
Spiegel & Company.
We're Spiegs.
I'm right here.
Afternoons on The Score.
Oh, my God, is this...
Swerzk, is this you?
Oh. Hey.
Hey.
Happy pre-birthday. Happy pre-birthday, Matt.
How do you know that? That's incredible. Well done, sir. That's tomorrow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very much.
That's awesome.
Yeah, congratulations.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Hey, there he is.
Happy birthday to you. That's a salsicha for you.
And man, the players are saying, we love Coach Spiegs. Coach Spiegs is fantastic.
You know what I'd like? You know what I'd really like for my birthday, Chuck?
A donut.
Damn, you nailed that.
But man, happy birthday. It's a big one, right?
They're all big at this point, don't you think, John?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still here.
We're still here.
We've had quite a run of birthdays lately. It seems like every day somebody's celebrating.
I'm 52, and I like my 50s. I like this part of my life. It's my favorite so far. I'll tell you why, because I can still move around pretty good, and I don't have long to live. I view that as a positive, because life is a lot of pressure. The more life you had ahead of you, the more problems you have. Like, if you're 20, you might have 70 years to try not to be homeless or alone during. But I got maybe 24 years left. I can handle that. Like, that's an amount of time. I'm like, yeah, I can cover 24 years. And it gets easier every year less that I have. Like, I bought a winter coat the other day. I was like, this is my last coat. I don't need a bunch of these. Gets easier.
Spiegel & Company.
Nobody get that phone. We got company.
Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
I think I can safely speak for Chuck Swirsky and everyone when I say happy my birthday to everybody. Chuck last night said happy birthday everybody. It was really just mine he was talking about, but he said it to everybody. So Dan Weider, good to see you. Happy my birthday to you, sir.
Happy your birthday to me as well. I came in and I got a lobster roll courtesy of your birthday via Shane. So happy birthday to me via you somehow.
Yes, absolutely. It's unbelievable. Shane asked in the group thread this morning, Speaks, what do you want to have for lunch for your birthday? And I said, you know what? I'd love a lobster roll, Connecticut style, served warm with the butter. and not served cold with the mayo, which is a lovely option, but the Connecticut style is better. And he said, you know, it's a lot easier just to make your own lobster roll as opposed to going to get them. So we said, all right, go for it. And Shane made unbelievable lobster rolls.
I was blown away, to be honest with you.
You were.
And I'm not easily blown away, as you've probably learned over the years. And I literally left the office down there happy because of the food that I put in my belly before the show.
I thought that was because Danny wasn't here.
Who?
You condescending piece of crap.
There it is. Got it out early. Last time we had Dan Reeder, I don't think anybody called him a condescending piece of crap until like 4:15.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
2:22. I wrote it down on the top of my sheet here.
We spoiled 2 hours with that. Yeah, you know, look, we'll get back to the lobster rolls because there's a couple incidents that went around them, the lobster rolls, that really speak to my unique entitlement that I have to own and deal with. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be a more mature person, a more empathetic person, and I've failed a couple of times.
Well,
today.
At 37 years old, Matt, you've got a little bit more maturation to do here.
Thanks, thanks very much, Dan. I appreciate that. Here are the issues that are percolating around the Bears. The offensive line that we just talked about a little bit.
Percolating.
And we're going to talk about the offensive line with a really smart football person who is a former offensive lineman, and that's Mark Schlereth. He's really good at talking that stuff. He's really good at talking all kinds of football, and these days, he deals with Danny Parkins on the regular. So we got to talk to Schlereth.
Well, let's bring him on.
Let's bring him on.
See what he has to say.
So we'll talk about that at 4 o'clock. We also need to talk about, obviously, quarterback and what it's like to be a rookie quarterback, perhaps in a big market when you came out of USC. Thankfully, Dan Weederer has talked to somebody who has all those qualifications and has exclusive insight as it relates to Caleb Williams, and we're going to do that a little bit later on. I very much look forward to that. And as always, you can reach out to us at 312-644-6767. We have a pair of tickets to Tom Segura at the United Center on March 1st, 2025. If you want to go see Tom Segura, be the sixth caller on our contest line when you hear this thing that Tanny's going to play.
Big Daddy Kane. And something just took over, you know? The spirit grabbed me. And I was like, sup, Kane?
So when you hear that, you dial the contest line number at 312-540-0670. There are offensive line fixes that are floating around, like move Tevin Jenkins to right guard, like elevate Matt Pryor or Bill Murray, and I still don't know which Bill Murray this is. Is it Stripes Bill Murray? Is it What About Bob Bill
Ghostbusters.
Murray? Is it Ghostbusters? So I need to talk with you about these offensive line fixes. All the Bears stuff, you can be the guy who helps figure out whether it's plausible or not,
sure.
Okay?
Yeah, happy to sound it
through. All right, outstanding. Dan Weederer is here at Spiegel & Company. Our guy Nico Horner kicks things off next on 670 The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Leading off, the second baseman, number 2, Nico Hoerner.
Nico Hoerner, that's so funny.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
Got good hair.
He does.
He's jacked, too.
Yeah, he is.
I'm jealous.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
Line drive, fair ball, base hit, get to the corner. Here comes Bellinger. It's a double for Nico, an RBI, and knocks in a run. It's 5-3.
Nico Hoerner leads off the last of the second for the Cubs. They've got a 1-0 lead over the A's. This is lined over the head of Soderstrom, the first baseman in right field for a base hit. So Nico, a leadoff single here in the bottom of the second inning. As Hoerner lines one to right, it drops in for a base hit in front of Cameron. Nico's second hit of the ballgame.
Second hit, been on 3 times. So a really nice day for Nico today against Oakland. His hometown team, you know that's a big deal for him. He's got a lot of people back home listening to this broadcast, you know that. So it's always great getting knocked against your old hometown team.
Nico Hoerner
with Spiegel & Company
on 670 The Score.
How fun is that?
The answer is extremely fun. Fake Bono, extremely fun. This segment with Nico Hoerner is brought to you by Phillips Chevrolet, the number one selling Chevy dealer in Illinois for 18 years in a row. And Nico Hoerner joins us now. Nico, can you confirm what Ron Coomer guessed at last night? That a lot of folks back in the hometown, maybe listening on the radio or watching on TV as you played against the hometown team, the Oakland A's. Can you confirm, sir?
I can confirm, definitely my mom at the very least, kind of the last days of the Oakland A's here we got coming down towards the end of the season.
Yeah, crazy. First of all, does your mom not watch every game? Does she only watch when you're playing the local team?
No, she's tuned in. She's tuned in. She's definitely up on every game. I don't think she watches every game, but I would hope she doesn't watch every game. That'd be way too much baseball. But
understood. Yeah. And then the last day is the Oakland A's. Boog was saying last night, they're just going to be called the Athletics when they play up in Sacramento, and they're losing Stomper, the elephant, on the side of the jersey. What the hell, man? This is a sad time for the franchise.
Yeah. I enjoyed Stomper. Stomper is a good mascot. I did not know that about the name. It's going to be a funky transition next couple of years, no matter what it is.
Nico, it felt like last night there was some real good energy in that ballpark last night. I'm wondering what you experienced from that standpoint and what that says to you about where you're playing at this point in your career.
I mean, it's just, you know, early offense, always a good recipe. And, you know, we've had some dead games in recent weeks, but, you know, the overall offensive production really since the trade deadline or wherever you want to go back to is just been very consistent. It's a full lineup we've got right now. And, you know, I think it's made it easier on all of us how much depth we've had.
Yeah, you know, and to your point, Dan, just even watching on TV, like the vibes seemed really good there. Crowd was into it. It was buzzing. And I know it's the early offense, but it's also Cub fans in that place, isn't it, Nico? I mean, it's pretty remarkable to hit mid-September and have had, you know, the tricky year, frankly, from a fan experience you guys have had and still have the vibes seem that good.
I know. I was actually I was going through my pregame stretch inside like an hour before the game. And I was kind of thinking about that. I was like, you know, what's going to look like out there today? It's, you know, Monday night, you know, coming off of a road trip where I think we left some wins on the table and, you know, obviously the days being numbered now and just so amazing what we get to show up to every single day. And, it's not lost on us. Like we don't take that for granted. You know, we know every team that comes in here is blown away by what we get to do every day. And, just another amazing night and beautiful weather week here too. September is such a great time of year here.
Nico, Speaks just used the adjective tricky in terms of your season. And from the outside looking in, it feels like that's a good word to describe what you guys have been through with 12 left. You know, you've been a realist about what this climb was going to be like in the second half of the season.
They're five back with 12 left. Dan.
Right.
They're not dead.
Right.
But it has felt like they're almost dead. Right?
Yeah. And there's been some tricky patches in the schedule. I'm just curious at this stage, how do you either allow the reflection on the season that's been or steer around it because you've got more work to do?
Yeah. I mean, the immediate answer is going to be what we always say, which is, you know, playing the game today and doing what we can the rest of the way. And, you know, things along those lines, which is all true. You know, I do feel like we have left some wins on the table in recent weeks that definitely sting extra given the time of year. But, you know, no matter what we do or did in these last, you know, however many games of the season, it's the season wasn't going to be made or broken by that time, more so the extended stretch of bad baseball. Frankly, we played for, you know, 2+ months of the season. So we're going to do everything in our power in the remaining games to control what we can and win ball games. And I think we're in a great place to do that.
You know, our Twitch viewers, Nico, the mob, they're listening along and somebody reminds us of 2 weeks ago, your quote, how many days has our season died this year? You know, like there were so many different times where you could have looked at it and said, oh, there they go. They're dead. And then they come back. Hell, I'm watching you guys in LA for that Dodgers series. My God, what an electric series that whole thing was. And I thought you're gonna win that third game against Kopech in the ninth. Mm-hmm. I thought that was about to happen to get a sweep that night, didn't you?
Yeah, no, it definitely felt like it was right there for the taking. And you know, whether you do or don't, it's cool to have that sense of genuine belief and excitement, and you know, playing in an atmosphere like that is always I think brings out the best in guys, is uplifting and you know, things that we need to experience as a group if we do want to play deep into October and win a World Series, which is obviously the goal. And there's a ton of positives out of that series, and it's been fun to watch.
You've been very positive about what PCA has done here recently, and it seems like every couple of days there's something new that just catches everyone's attention. I'm just curious from your vantage point what you've experienced from him, not only in the production, but the juice of the production as well, and the way those two things marry together.
Yeah, I mean, the power is, you know, no secret. It's power to all fields. You know, we've seen him homer to all parts of the ballpark, against lefties, against righties. You know, I think Wrigley can be a good ballpark for him, even though it's tough on a lot of lefties, because the left center can play pretty well to lefties, and he's got power that way. He's hit really well with runners in scoring position, which has been a challenge for us as a group this year at times. So that's always a huge deal. It's obviously impact the game on the bases. You saw a two-strike bunt last night. It's just kind of things that, like you said, it's something new every day, and that's the kind of dynamic athlete that he can be that I think is going to make him so consistent, because when you can impact the game in that many ways and your skill set isn't reliant on one thing, it allows you to produce always and impact the game. And yeah, it's going to be really, really fun to watch his career develop, and just so proud of how he's handled this season.
It's awesome. And you're getting to watch it from the bases a lot. The bunt single, I think you were on for the bunt single last night.
Yeah, I was on first.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you were on for the hustle double as well? The one to left center?
I was running on the pitch. So once he hits a line drive, you know, just keep running, because you know, you're doubled off if it's caught by an infielder. And yeah, it's fun. I feel like we put pressure on defenses. You know, if that ball is bobbled by the center fielder, I score. If it's bobbled by the second baseman, I score. You know, Pete's putting pressure on him. And yeah, it's fun to have another really dynamic athlete in the lineup like that. It's pretty cool.
I got to go back to Stomper the Elephant because the texters now want in on creating content, and they're right. Jerry, a guy pointed out that A's mascot that goes back to the Philadelphia A's and Shibe Park and John McGraw. I think
If it made the jump from Philly to Oakland, why can't it go to Sacramento?
That's what I'm saying. That's
much,
what you're saying.
Much shorter hard, commute. Right? Yeah, much shorter commute.
It's crazy. So, like, when you see the Oakland A's tomorrow for getaway day and they run off the field after you guys complete the sweep, I mean, that's going to be the last time that maybe you see the Oakland A's, that you'll see them in person. It's a really weird, it's a weird thing, your team.
Yeah, it's strange. It's strange. They've got some good young players in their team. You know, they always find a way to be competitive. But, yeah, very strange. I think I've got actually a selfie deep in the archives on Instagram of me and Stomper. I might have to pull up at some point.
Post that.
I posted that a long time ago.
Yeah. We're gonna need that. As a show, I think we're gonna need that from Stomper the Elephant. Your infield mate Dansby Swanson has resumed being himself offensively. Huge night last night. Last 49 games, an OPS over 800. For Dansby Swanson. Like, this is him, you know, it's been him for a while. Anything change for him from your perspective that you've been watching?
You know, I'm sure he could point to particular things. It's always hard to put a finger on one thing. I think what stands out most is just his personality and persistence. And, you know, it's that fine line of caring a ton and making adjustments, but also trusting that, you know, a good version of yourself is going to show up over the course of time, just staying consistent mentally and being prepared and ready to go every day. Super happy for him just in the production that he's had and the way he's impacted baseball games, just big RBIs. And he's always been a run producer, and the defense has been incredible, and can't take that for granted.
Nico, we did want to throw a couple football questions at you here in the middle of September. Curious what the clubhouse is like on a football Sunday. And we know, obviously, your fantasy team, you were heading for the draft, I think, the last time I was in. How's it going through 2 weeks?
You know, I think I'm a rare Christian McCaffrey team that's 2-0 right now.
Okay.
So you don't see a lot of that. Feel really good about that. I have Kamara, so that was huge for me. It's been I feel like the most involved football season for a baseball team that I've seen so far. If the guys are into it, and it's been great. It's been high energy. I had a miraculous week one win because I had McCaffrey in the lineup still on the Monday night. As a bad owner, I didn't have anyone left as a backup. So when he was ruled out, I was up 1 point in my matchup, felt feeling great about it. It was McCaffrey for me, the Jets defense for the other team. So I needed the Jets defense to score less than a point, and they got -1, and I won the week. So that was huge news. Yeah,
wow.
I was running off the field in LA, and our massage therapist, who I was playing against, was in a terrible mood, and I knew what that meant. So it was huge.
That's amazing. It is. It's remarkable what a big deal fantasy football is on baseball teams. Like,
oh, it's great.
Like the way that that some teams are picking the draft and picking the draft order. Had you seen any of that? Did you see what Torrey Lovello did in Arizona?
I was at the BP one, like the furthest ball. Yeah, that's a good one.
The manager took BP. The manager took BP to decide who gets, and like each pitch was a different player in the team's fantasy draft.
And I think the Phillies did a golf shot, like golf towards the closest to the pin type of thing.
Yep.
We had our own like dart throwing at balloons and some things like that after one of the games. But maybe we need to up ours a little bit.
So what happened? So on a football Sunday, like Dan is asking about, it's Talkman and Dansby, who are obviously just freaking complete football meatballs, both of them, you know?
Yeah.
Who else? Everybody at this point?
Yeah, it was fun watching the Bears game on the flight back from Denver with Talkman and getting the full Bears fan experience. I felt like it was very, very authentic. I was getting a nice glimpse into the fan base as a whole. A lot of passion. It was good to be around.
Can you please describe some of the specifics of that for us?
Yeah, there was some negativity probably involved, but he was realistic about some things. Uh-huh. Not hopeless, but frustrated.
I'm not going to make you voice his Justin Fields beliefs. Yeah. I'm not going to make you do that. I'll ask him myself. Damn it!
Yeah.
But write that down, Dan. Ask Talkman about. Justin Fields.
I wrote down not hopeless but frustrated as an obvious shirt idea.
Yeah, there you go. We got something to ask you about Odyssey Softball. This is very important. We'll get back to a Cubs thing before we get out of here. But like Odyssey Softball last night, Nico, they lost their fourth consecutive championship game. They've gone to the championship every year.
Shut
for the
up,
last...
Nico. What the hell, dude? No, I don't need to know. Yikes!
Would you rather finish? Like, is that satisfying to go to the championship and lose, or is it worse than just not making it at all at that point?
It's a good question.
No, it's. I don't want to think. Like, I don't want to think. I don't want to lose in general. We've been in the league for like 4 years. We have maybe three or four total regular season losses, and then we have four championship losses where things just fall apart. I went three for three last night. I had three RBIs. I scored three runs. We scored seven total runs. I can't put this one on me, and I'm not. Yeah. So I'm not pointing a finger. I would rather point a thumb, Nico.
You're
I don't know what the hell is.
You're literally pointing eight fingers.
No, no dude. I'm pointing a general finger. General
Which
finger.
One? The middle one.
I should. And I feel like I should be pointing it at you right now. You're saying,
"Oh,
yikes." I had one throwing error in the first inning, and that was it.
Did it lead to any runs?
One, but we lost by three, so it didn't matter.
Well, the pressure would have been different if you had given up that run.
First inning runs matter a lot.
That sucks, man. That sucks. I don't want to hear that from you of all people.
Well.
All right, but so what do you do? Do I even bring us back to the league for the fifth year?
Of course you do.
You have to. Absolutely.
All right, so... One more caveat.
Well, do you need roster changes? Do you need some hard conversations?
I mean, that's where I was going next. Here's the thing.
Frankly, I don't think their team-building philosophy is equipped to deal with the modern game.
But here's the thing. I'm very proud. It's the Media League, right? So it's other radio stations, TV stations. 95% of our team are current Odyssey employees. The team that beat us last night, CHGO, one of their starters works for the company. No one else does.
Oh, that's
right?
Lame.
Isn't that lame? They just bring in ringers.
That's why we ask you to play every week.
Yeah, dude, you're a paid Odyssey employee.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I wouldn't even be a ringer. I'd just be another.
You'd just be an Odyssey employee.
See, here's the thing. The Oakland A's, or excuse me, the Atlanta Braves, between 1991 and 1999, went to five World Series. They won one of them. But they went to five. That's a dynasty. How does history look at the Buffalo Bills? How do you look at the Marv Levy, Jim Kelly Buffalo Bills? That's a very good team historically.
Yeah. I mean, the Braves won how many straight division titles? Was it 15 or 16 or something?
Something like that.
I can't remember. And they're known as legends, so.
Yeah.
You know. You might be a legend, Shane.
I don't know, man. I want to be known as a winner, not a legend.
Yeah.
I mean,
legendary winner. Look.
Nico, the Cubs went to three straight NLCSs in 15, 16, and 17. It's, you know, they only went to one World Series, but that's damn impressive to get there.
That's a success.
I agree.
Not that it's exactly what you would want, but that was absolutely a success.
how do you look at this season for the Cubs? I remember we asked you that question a couple years ago. I guess it was last year when me and Danny asked you that question. It stumped you for a while. I mean, right now, this is a moment right now where you guys are four games over 500. You know, you might end up with the same exact amount of wins. Will you look at this year as a failure or a success? Is that too binary?
I mean, it's probably too binary, but definitely stronger on the side of it not at all being what we set out to do to this point, and on an individual level too. I do think we should do a, I don't know if we're planning on it, but doing an episode after the season is done. I do think I'll be in a bit of a different headspace to kind of give you more like thoughtful answers on that. But I will say if you're going to have a season that is not up to your expectation as a group, the only thing within that I think to take pride in is that the worst side of it was on the beginning end. I do feel like adjustments have been made to the point that there's real change within a lot of things that are going to impact the future. But yeah, it's has not been what we set out to do.
Yeah, let's do that after the season. That's a great idea. We'd love to have you in, and we'll get food from anywhere you want and hang out. But that's a beautiful
answer. We might need more than 20 minutes for that one.
Done. Yeah. You'll get it. But like that's a really thoughtful answer, and it's true, because like I would say that the rebuild of a bullpen that doesn't have anybody who was in it from the beginning of the year, is insane, and actually. Yeah. And bodes well for the collaboration of Jed Hoyer and Craig Counsell in that way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and same goes for lineup with, you know, we've had a lot of guys who just haven't had that many at-bats at the big league level that are contributing at a high level right now. And I think those are changes you can really believe in. And all that stuff is very real, you know, and those things can be real and positive while, you know, the season as a whole, we've left a lot of wins on the table.
Yeah, Nico, it sounds like there's some conflict within you as you're processing all of it. Is that a fair way to describe it? Obviously, just trying to piece it all together from April until now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, think about series or moments from April and May or whatever it is, and they do feel like a long, long time ago, but it's all tied together and count just as much as today. And that's kind of the fun and challenging part of a full 162. And those, you know, first weeks of the offseason, whenever they are, always kind of start to look back on that and kind of look at it from 30,000 foot view and make sense of it a little bit. Every year is totally different.
Hey, Nico, thanks, man. Yeah, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like a baseball season for an athlete's perspective or a fan's perspective. And you've been great talking about it with us every single week. So thank you so much, man. And we'll talk to you next week. And we'll do one after the season is done. That sounds great to us.
Perfect. All sounds good.
All right, man. Thanks, Nico.
Thanks,
right,
Nico.
Fellas, have a good one.
All right, we'll see you. Yeah, you know, one win a month. And I'm sure we can all,
right,
as Cubs observers, think of a game in each month. You could go back through the schedule and you say, oh, I remember this one. They blew this one.
Right.
Whether it's Pete Crow Armstrong and Nico not communicating about a pop-up that essentially would have ended a game. You know, whether it's Adbert Alzolay given another chance with what we know now is an injury that ended his season, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it was Hector Neris balking, you know,
it's sometime.
It's
almost like there's been one a week, honestly, with the exception of that one stretch, you know, a few weeks ago. I mean, you've got, you know, last week in Colorado, you've got the week before the home game against the Pirates at Wrigley.
You got the game against the Dodgers. I'm telling you, Kopech was imploding. Right, and if Seiya doesn't run them out of that inning with a stolen base on his own, I think they're going to beat Kopech.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so just literally one win a month and we can all pluck them out. And this is a different story.
I always think about this with golf majors, you know, and guys that finish two strokes back after 72 holes and they can revisit every single shot they've hit, you know, and realize how thin the margin is between the top and just kind of close.
Texter says, does Nico think that Shane's season was a failure or a success?
I think he thought that one was a little more binary.
He really did. But I think Nico takes that opportunity to punch back. Not at us necessarily, but at life and baseball and what it is.
Yeah.
To feel the criticism. Because, yeah. Well, how do you, Dan Wiederer?
I can cheer. Or I can just sit and criticize like you guys do.
See, there you go. There you go. Like, how do you look back at the Buffalo Bills? How do you look back at that team?
Yeah. I mean, it's a great run, but it ultimately falls short of what the ultimate fulfillment is. You know, I mean, look, like, there are people that will argue that the Packers have been a failure over the last 15 years because they've never won another Super Bowl after Rodgers' first one, right? And you say, wouldn't you trade your existence every yes. single week of the football season for the one they, right? You know yes. what I mean? That's what I'm saying. And so, like, that's where I think it gets silly when you do the binary success or failure evaluation of things, because there's so much nuance and so much color in between the black and white edges there that like, yeah, I mean, like, the Bills were undeniably a successful run during that stretch, but they never got the ultimate prize. So there's always going to be that little bit of emptiness that goes along with a run like that.
There is. And I think there's that little bit of emptiness for Odyssey softball right now.
Hey,
today.
Dan, would you say that the Odyssey softball team needs to learn how to win, or should we lose out and go for a high draft pick?
Listen, I mean, it sounds like you might need to learn how to win, you know? Like, I mean, like, that, I'm a subscriber to that. I don't know if I've ever put that on the airwaves, but I'm a subscriber that teams that want to win championships.
Dude, I didn't bring it up, you condescending piece of crap.
That was directed.
I did bring it up.
That was directed at Shane for that question.
Yeah,
right
it was.
Now.
Yeah, I just wanted your thoughts in general.
No,
man,
that's
so
fine.
I appreciate you sharing that.
That's why I'm in here. So hopefully we can steer that. But yeah, no, I mean, like, just keep your head down, Shane. You got this. You got this, buddy.
Yeah, I've got 6-7 months to think about it. So.
Should be pretty good.
Get Manly out there next year.
Yeah,
or
seriously.
Dan, how about you? Are you a softball player?
I have not played in a long, long time.
Learn, dude.
Yeah.
I need bodies.
Yeah.
I can't have studs out there very much longer.
Do we need to do a special episode of Take the North to figure that out?
Studs is great. He's very fast.
He just walked by as you said it.
There right now. Yeah, he's annoyed.
You're not actually bad, Studs.
He's the Pete Crow Armstrong of that team. You just got to give him his time. Give him time to work on the offense. He's got speed. That's what it is. He's Dan Wiederer. I'm Spiegel. This is Spiegel & Company with Tanny and Shane. Of course, Mark Schlereth in about 1 hour to talk offensive line and what it's like to work with Craig Carton. We'll do that in an hour. But when we come back, Dan and I both have questions about an embattled member of the Chicago Bears coaching staff. We discuss next on The Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.